Blog Talk Radio.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
It's love. David Bublitz with you here on the Thursday morning edition, Wednesday morning edition, actually, of the $12 radio show. I'm a little thrown off, which is not a big surprise here. It's episode 146, by the way. We're starting a little bit late today. Technical difficulties behind the scene. So the show is starting this morning at 10:45 Mountain Standard Time. So if you do not live in the Mountain time zone, now would be the time to adjust your clock accordingly. Thanks for tuning in here. It should be a beautiful day. We're coming to you live from the Ramblewood Studios here in the beautiful city of Fort Collins, from City Park is where, right near where this is coming from, northwest corner of City Park in Fort Collins. You, of course, can reach the show, 646-564-9650. It's just you and I today, and we will begin with guests. It's official. The weekly version of the $12 radio show will be Sundays. So you can, let's say you're not a football fan, or it's not your, you know, whatever it is, or you just want to listen to it later on in the week, you can do that too. You can listen to archived episodes because I don't think a lot of people listen to this particular program live. But go ahead and give us a call here today or at any time of any of the shows. 646-564-9650. Thanks for tuning in here. I got out of the house yesterday and I was doing some errands and I went and I saw some movies, not actually a movie, and I've been surprised after a summer of, you know, it's designed to be popcorn fare. I get it. It's all superheroes. It's all special effects. It's all cartoons. That's fine. But you know, there should be a few movies of that are storytelling to them. So the last 3 weeks or so, I have seen in the late summer the best movies of not just the summer but the year. I went out and I saw Hell or High Water. That was the first one. That was a couple weeks ago. I saw The Infiltrator, and last night I saw Morgan. Now, Hell or High Water, I've already told you about. It's kind of a contemporary Western buddy heist movie. And that's not doing it any justice at all. There's a lot of great details, and the dialogue is fantastic, and Jeff Bridges is just it's just fun to watch him. The whole cast, by the way, though, fantastic. Great movie to see. Infiltrator is another film. Just perfectly cast. It's got Bryan Cranston, Olivia Dukakis, John Leguizamo, and everybody else in the acting, in the ensemble. Is just fantastic. It's the story of the agent, Bryan Cranston, played by Bryan Cranston, who's trying to infiltrate and take down the drug empire of Pablo Escobar back in the 80s, and which sounds like another traditional cop movie, but it's not. It's great writing. Cranston really, the character is completely fleshed out. You know this guy. You get the what's important to him as a result. And then lastly, but not leastly, the curious one last night was Morgan. Okay, so by the way, Hell or High Water opened wide nationally, and it showed in some theaters. Infiltrator opened wide, ended up in some theaters. Okay. They both Hell or High Water is the biggest hit of the three, even though it's not made much money. That's the big mystery to me, is why it is all three of these films got dumped into the box, dumped into the theaters the end of August, because generally it's the lowest time of year for people to attend films. But Morgan is produced by Ridley Scott and directed by his son, I want to say Luke. And Morgan is an artificial intelligence project. And you can see the possibilities of things to go wrong, and they do. From there's an incident at the beginning that goes wrong, and then you end up seeing someone from the corporation that's funding this project. But instead of it being a two character play like El Machino, excuse me, three person play, Ex Machina has its. Morgan has its fair share of characters to it. And there's a lot of stuff to it that's unrealized. There are opportunities that they just didn't cash in on. It's one of the only films I've seen, I think, that should have been longer. It could have been longer. It needed to. It would have been fun. It was a good movie to go to and then have a conversation about afterwards. It had elements of other movies to it, but it was put together in a way and intriguing enough to make it its own. And it is worth the price of admission. First off, Paul Giamatti is one of my favorite actors. It's worth the price of admission just to see him in this film. He's only in it for about maybe 10 minutes, but, the girl that plays Morgan is remarkable. She's just amazing, but Paul Giamatti is equally so, and looks like he's having a hell of a lot of fun. So all three of these were released late. All three of them are still in the theater, I think, at your $2 theater, I would imagine. But as a result, should end up on DVD very soon, so you can go out and find those. Don't see them at home. Get out of the house, even if it's just a $2 theater. Actually, that's the best way to see it. These are the movies. If I was going to judge a film, if I was going to be a film critic, that would be my criteria for a really good film. Is how much would I pay to see it? Hell or High Water, I would pay full price to see that. That is a movie that's worth $10 to go out and get a babysitter. I don't have any children. I just like to go out and get a babysitter. That sounds really wrong. The Infiltrator, really good. Not quite as good, but really good movie. And, you know, maybe like a $7 matinee. And then Morgan, probably right along about the same category, but all definitely really good films to see. So if you haven't gotten out to see a film because you were superheroed out and, you know, everything was, you know, Batman versus Superman, or it was or it was Captain America, or it was Suicide Squad. As you get into the fall, you see, I hate to say they're more serious movies. These are really fun movies to see. None of these look like they're going to be that, you know, none of them are that hugely dramatic, or they're not important films. They're just really, really, really good films, and I hope you go ahead and take the opportunity to do that. The other one that's coming out this week, and I'm hoping to go out and see it, and I hope you do too, is The Magnificent Seven. It's a remake of a classic Western from, I think it was the I want to say late 50s, early 60s, but it had an amazing cast then, and it's got Denzel Washington this time, and it looks like it should be great fun. Looking forward to getting out to the theaters here sometime soon, again, for myself. So, let's see, I'm trying to think of what's going on here. Oh, this is something I ran across. I was looking at Rolling Stone online. Oddly enough, this is a survey that I ran across. That's true. You didn't know that. You hadn't thought about that. And a friend of mine, Bob Godette, he's a very funny comic here in town. He also pointed out to me that not only that, but that he's pretty sure he saw it, that 9 out of 10 people will jump off a curb into oncoming traffic just to get away from a person with a clipboard. But I can't argue with science. If you want quality time to yourself, my point is, go out and buy yourself a clipboard. Go to Office Depot. I bet they're probably about $5-6, and a pen, and just a couple of pieces of paper, and just walk around the mall and, you know, stand in one place and wait for people to go by. People will, as you get closer, they will speed up and go away. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, not that I tried it. More than once. TV for the fall has been fun thus far this season. It was nice to catch up with the new episodes of new season three of Gotham on Fox, and it had been up and down in points last year, and it ended with a bang. Last year, the end of the season, and it was like, you know, what are you thinking here? It ends in May, so June, July, August, September. You got to wait 4 months for new episodes, and it was worth the wait. I won't spoil any of it for you, except to say it's everything that you liked about the first season. It's a little bit more. And then they add some humor to it, but I won't go into the specifics of it and ruin it. And then there's I missed one. I'm trying to think. All of a sudden it's blanking out of my mind. But then last night I saw, because I was bored. You know, I watch some TV, but the TV that I watch generally is because I'm bored. I was watching Bull, the new TV show based. He's a trial consultant, a jury consultant. He's the guy who assists and guides the defense attorney on how to assemble the jury that'll be most sympathetic and help them most likely to get their client to get their client off. And it starts. I'm going to run a name by here that probably. 80% of the women out there, if you watch TV, will know the name. Michael Weatherly. I know. I didn't know, but because I'm a straight man and I don't, and then on top of that, I also don't watch NCIS. I saw one episode, but I forgot about this guy. This guy, they were talking. So the story is loosely based on the early career of Phil McGraw, Dr. Phil. And you think of a guy that looks like Dr. Phil, you're thinking Michael Weatherly, because the guy is 35, maybe mid-30s to 40, if at all possible. But he just, I'm a straight man, but that's a beautiful individual. I could sit at a bar and women wouldn't even, I would be invisible. He would help turn me into human camouflage in the process. He's one of these people, and a few of these people exist. They're so attractive, they're so perfect that if they got a zit, if they got a pimple, they would have to call in sick. That's what I'm saying. But actually a pretty good show. So I would definitely recommend that you not a really good show, but an interesting show. And there's still some room for them to develop stuff after the pilot. The show started late today. It started at 10:45. So right now it is 11 o'clock. So we're going to go ahead and take our first 15-minute break. It is just now about 11 o'clock, and we're going to go ahead. Here's one I haven't played in a long time for some reason. Let's see, is it like 12 minutes long? No, and it's just right about the correct amount of time. So let's go ahead and play for our break. Are You Gonna Be My Girl? It's Jet. My name is David Bublitz, and this is the Wednesday morning edition of your $12 radio show.
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Gonna be my girl. It's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money with a face like that, do ya? Said, are you gonna be my girl?
Are You Gonna Be My Girl? It's Dave Bublitz with you. Actually, the song is from Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Thanks for tuning in here on the Wednesday morning edition of the $12 radio show. It's episode number 146. The trivia question for the day today, this is one I feel like these are easy questions because I've known most of them. Trivia question for the day, what was the only X-rated film to ever win Best Picture? The choice, it's a multiple choice, Last Tango in Paris, Midnight Cowboy, Deep Throat, or Clockwork Orange. So you can either give me a call if you've got the idea. You can email me at DaveBublitzComedy@gmail.com, or you can send me a psychic message. Haven't received one yet. Okay, all right. We'll go ahead and keep moving then. Sports yesterday. Let's see here. Major League Baseball starting to wind down. Did I already talk about the sports? I think I just started to just jump for some reason jumped right into the movies. I think. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Well, let's go ahead and find out. I'll listen to it on playback, and right now, if I'm reading the same thing twice, you're tuning me out right now. Rockies continuing their losing way. St. Louis beats the Rockies 10-5. Not a big surprise. They play the Los Angeles Dodgers today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. On the road, they also continue on the road and on their California trip, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, to play the San Francisco Giants. And then to wrap things up, they close out at home, which I'm glad to see. September the 29th through October the 2nd, it's the Colorado Rockies versus your Colorado Rockies versus the Milwaukee Brewers. Coors Light, CSU. Football coaches show, you got to get out and see one. I've been to them for years, but this is they're now in a brand new location. They're over at CBN Potts, the new one over by the Foothills Fashion Mall here in Fort Collins. They're directly in front of Macy's, so get out there on a Wednesday. Show starts at 7, but if you're planning on getting a seat, I would recommend getting out there at a decent time, because otherwise you're going to be a very, very, very lonely individual, because the place has a way of filling up in a big hurry. All right. Everybody still here and present and accounted for? The only thing I don't like about this show, man, I tell you, everybody listens to it. I've been considering how much I've jerked this thing around to different time slots. It is cool that as many people listen to this as there have been. But the fact that there's no live interaction and there have been rarely guests in the studio. But the plan is October the 2nd, when the show goes weekly to a Sunday night show, we will have guests here. Maybe even a couple, because there will only be one show a week. Gosh, I feel like I'm repeating myself. Is that a sign of early onset? I don't know. I'm trying to think here, because I'm sitting in a room and I'm talking to myself out loud and I'm having basically a conversation with that moment at this moment. Is that just a sign of other forms of mental illness? Okay. All right, Dave. Well, I'm with you. I don't need any more mental illness. I have more than my fair share. Things have actually been better lately. So I have been quite the up and down. It has been quite the up and down adventure during the time that I've been doing this show here. So I would like to not necessarily apologize, but I would like to explain that it's been up and down. So that's why things have been a little inconsistent. I promise I won't share so much. I mean, unless you call, and then we'll both share. Doctor's visit. Just the general highlight. Went to a doctor to have an ailment treated, and it went well. My condition is being managed. One that I have mentioned many times. Actually, it's a couple. You know I'm talking about mental health, so there's no point even trying to be cute at this point. Just keep moving, Dave. For the love of God, can you just keep moving? Getting closer and closer to the holidays. Keep in mind that the people over at the Fort Collins Rescue Mission need your help, not just around the holidays, but all year long. You can look at FortCollinsRescueMission.org and find out how to donate. It's $1.92, and each time you do, in the increments of $1.92, that much money, less than $2, feeds somebody who has nowhere to go and nowhere to go to eat. So, but they never turn anybody down. They're one of my favorite charities for a lot of reasons, and I've had to use their services in the past. And they give you, if you are without a home at that particular moment, they've got a place for you to stay. They've got a meal for you to have, and if you want to, as much as you need to, they'll help put your life back together again. So a lot of love goes out there to them. If you don't live in Fort Collins and you live in Denver, there's the Denver Rescue Mission here in Fort Collins. Of course, you can give money to Catholic Charities because they've got the Murphy Center, and the Catholic Charities building that's on North Linden has also got overnight places for people to sleep, and also have lunch there. So you could just as easily, I just don't have their information in front of me, you could donate to Catholic Charities. Let's say, by the way, that you don't live within the sound of my voice, that you don't live in Fort Collins or you don't live in Colorado, I would imagine that there is a mission near you. I'm almost positive. And if you can't find one, there's definitely a food bank. So help people out. 1 in 5 children in America is affected by 1 in 5 children, childhood poverty is in poverty. 1 in 5 children goes to bed hungry in America. And with all the money that they argue about where the money should go, it's the one that makes me the craziest. That really just drives me nuts. Because that's feeding and educating our children, the very young and the very old. That's the reason that we're here. If we're not here for any other reason, that's why we're here on the planet. So be sure to help and help out and do what you can. I know. He got preachy. He's trying to figure out how to. I didn't have a lot of material planned today. So you're thinking, well, no. I have been talking about the mission. That actually was part of the prep work. I've decided to follow up on a previous commitment to pick a different nonprofit each month to get involved in. Next month, I think I want to get involved and see if we can get some people to throw some extra money to either Animal House or here in town or to the Larimer Humane Society. I think that would be a good way to go. It's the show started at 10:45, so We're running late, but it's still 15-minute increments. It's still going to be about a half hour, 40-minute show or so. So let's go ahead and take a real quick break. And I don't know why. I'm not. This is not even really a favorite song of mine. I just there's something about the lyrics, and it makes me think of the holidays. And I know that the holidays are quite a ways off. We haven't even gotten to Halloween yet. But this is called Better Days, and it's from the Goo Goo Dolls. My name is David Bublitz. Hey, and this is right here. This don't make sure you listen. This is your Wednesday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show.
Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. Cause I don't need boxes wrapped in strings and designer love and empty things. Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. So
here on the Wednesday edition of the $12 Radio Show. Thanks for being here. Started a little bit late at about 10:45 or so. So after the second break, it is now 11:18. So thanks for being here. I appreciate it. I would imagine that if anyone is listening to this live, they're just stumbled across us and looking for something while they're at the Blog Talk Radio website. And if that's the case, welcome, welcome. And if you're listening to this after the fact and it happens to be a listen, this ends up being in the archive when you get around to listening, thank you for taking some time out of your day as well. Television history: on this particular day in 1999, HBO show Reverb debuted with performances by Alanis Morissette. 1993, the first episode of Will and I'm going to spit this out right yet. In 1998, the first episode of Will and Grace aired on NBC. 1993 as well, the first episode of NYPD debuted on HBO. 1970, NFL's Monday Night Football premiered on ABC. The Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets. 1957, Perry Mason premiered on CBS. I had no idea what. You've got to be of a certain age to know Perry Mason, because I think he made it into maybe the mid-80s. So the reference is pretty old. But he seemed like he was always on TV. There were books. He went all the way back into books, into radio, and then into TV shows that started in 57, and I think it ran into the 70s. He took some time off and then came back and was still doing the show. Good Lord. I mean, he must have been 107 years old. Plus, he was the villain in Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. So kind of a cool credit just right there. 1953, CBS aired George Orwell's 1984 as a TV movie. And in 1948, Milton Berle debuted as the host on NBC's the Texaco Variety Show Hour. Okay, and eventually it became the Milton Berle Show. Either my handwriting is wrong or my attention span is shot. I don't know which one it is, but either one would be safe bets. So you wouldn't be wrong guessing either way. Born on this particular date, two of the most creative people you can think of in the whole wide world, born on the same day. Let's see. H.G. Wells was born in 1866. Author. H.G. Wells, 1886. Animator Chuck Jones, creator of Bugs Bunny, was born in 1905. Birthdays today include producer Jerry Bruckheimer, 73. Author Stephen King is 69. Don Felder from the band The Eagles is 69 as well. One of my all-time favorites, Bill Murray, is 66. Half of the Coen brothers is... There's Joel, and there's Ethan, and it's Ethan's birthday today. He's 58. Dave Coulier from the television program Full House is 57. Rob Morrow from Northern Exposure is 53 years old. Cheryl Hines from the television show Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, which I had always resisted watching, but once I finally did, I finally got it. It's like, okay, all right, I'm the one who's making the mistake missing this show. Here as a result. Musician, singer, songwriter Faith Hill is 49. Tyler Stewart of the Bare Naked Ladies is 49 as well. Actress, TV personality, we don't know where she vanished to, but she was popular for a little while in the 90s, late 90s. Ricky Lake is 48 years old. Luke Wilson is 45. Liam Gallagher of the band Oasis is 44. Nicole Richie is 34 years old. And Maggie Grace is 33. Now that, my friends, concludes the $12 radio show here, episode number 146 on what should be a very interesting Wednesday morning. It's 11:22, wrapping things up. Be sure to tune back in first thing in the morning here. We'll be back on time. The glitches have been taken out. The technical difficulties are gone. So you can call in directly into the show or tune in, archived, whatever, however you find us here. Be good to yourself. You deserve it. There's no reason not to be. Be good to everybody around you because you don't have any idea of you as being a jerk. But they also might be going through stuff that they're just not particularly processing very well. So the possibilities, always give people the benefit of the doubt if you're able to. Oh, sure. I do as I say, not necessarily as I do. I'm a pretty mellow guy. I think. Let's wrap it up, and it seems to be a good song to do that. If at all and whenever possible, take the advice of Stevie Wonder and take the higher ground. My name is David Bublitz, and this has been the Wednesday morning edition, the episode 146 of the $12 Radio Show. Bye bye, everybody. I'll let Stevie take it out from here.